Good day, friends. Your friendly neighbors of the Church of Christ are on the air once again with a program based upon what the Bible teaches. Our current series is under the caption of Messages of Life. And we trust today as we bring you this broadcast that it will be a message of hope and life that can help you through the transitory scenes of life here to the home of the soul. Before we get into the bulk of the message today, let's go to our Heavenly Father in a word of prayer. If you care to join us and can, feel free to do so. Let us pray. Our Father who has made heaven and earth, we come into thy sanctified presence at this time with grateful hearts for the preservation of our lives to this present moment. And those, Father, who may have passed from the scene of action since we last talked to them by means of radio, we ask that thou will be with their families. May their families have the comfort and consolation that can come from the true spiritual balm of Gilead that flows from thy word. We pray for our nation, nations of the world, that men may be conscious that thou truly art God, and you have made this earth, and really have the power in this life to oversee the affairs of life. Help us to accept by faith those things that we cannot fully understand, realizing it all is well with thee, for thou art God. We do pray for the sick, and indeed as we mention those who mourn, again we want to pray, Father, that men will look to thee for the solace and the comfort and the consolation that can come by meditating upon thy word and following it out with righteous action. We ask, Father, a prayer on behalf of those who are responsible for this broadcast today, as the gospel is beamed out into the hearts as well as the homes of communities. We trust that men and women may be constrained to follow thee as thy word teaches. Now help us in our proclamation today that we may offer the true words of the secure life that thou can offer. This is our prayer we ask in Jesus' name, and amen. Years ago, namely in the first century, the Apostle Paul wrote a wonderful epistle to the congregation at Colossae. It was also to be read at Laodicea, and I want to read an excerpt here from chapter 3 of the book of Colossians. Paul begins in verse 1 by saying, "If he then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection or your mind on things above, not on things on the earth." Here's the reason for that. "For you're dead, separated from sin, and your life is hid with Christ in God. The future, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory." Here is an excerpt from the teaching of the Holy Spirit as Paul gave it to the Christians at Colossae in century 1. And the principle here of our life being secure with Christ and God is a vital point. We had mentioned to you in the broadcast last time how that the Bible makes it very clear that the Lord has offered a form of doctrine. And to make a long story short on this, we are aware of the fact that when people are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of their sins, as they were in the book of Acts, and as truly people are yet today, they became a new creature in Christ Jesus. They became a part of the spiritual body of Jesus Christ. And as his spiritual body will never die, so it is possible by people following him diligently as a part of that spiritual body to overcome the pangs of a physical death. When we talk about the secure life, I'm asking you on the broadcast today, is your life hid with Christ in God? When it mentions about if ye then be risen or since ye are risen, this I would like to refer to, as we have before on broadcast, as the first resurrection, in the sense that we come forth from a realm of sin to be brought forth from that state of sin, a state truly of separation from God, to become a new creature in Christ. I've noticed time and time again when people have come out of the water of baptism that truly there has been the expression not alone upon their face, but also expressed later with the true meaning of their heart, that now they became a new creature in Christ Jesus. If you are not conscious of the fact today how important baptism is, keep this thought in mind, that it is an operation of Almighty God. When one is baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of his or her sins, this is not an action of man. It is never referred to in the Scriptures as a church ordinance. It is never referred to in the Scripture as the outward expression of what has taken place on the inside. It simply is for the remission of sins, as we have in Acts 2:38. It is a commandment of the Lord, as we have in Acts 10:48. and it is for the purpose of washing our sins away, as we have Paul relating his own conversion in Acts 22:16. What really takes place at this time? Because of our faith in Almighty God, He performs a very delicate and a very wonderful operation in our life. You see, the Lord takes away the so-called malignity of sin. He takes away that which can send men down to a payment of death. The wages of sin is death. But since we understand His grace is stronger than sin, and life is stronger than death, when we actually choose His way to follow Him, He takes our sin away. You'll find that in Colossians 2 and 12, that we are buried with Him in baptism, wherein we are risen with Him through faith and the operation of God who hath raised Him from the dead. I believe it could be put upon this basis, that just as we have faith that God raised Jesus from the dead, and we must accept this by faith, so we must have faith that God will do exactly what He has said He would do when we are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, again as Peter taught by inspiration of the Holy Spirit in Acts 2:38, our sins are taken away, not one is left, and we have become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Now this is only the first resurrection. It's a resurrection from the death of sin. And now we go on, owing nothing to sin. No longer do we need to serve sin, as Paul said in Romans 6:6, but we're a new creature in Christ Jesus. We put Him on. We become a part of His spiritual body because of a spiritual birth. You know, I was over at Bloomfield, Indiana some time ago, and in fact, we recorded this very message that we're delivering to you today there at Bloomfield. And I mentioned one Lord's Day morning in an exhortation there that one must realize that there is a spiritual birth that can only be affected by a spiritual word that causes one to end into a spiritual life that makes it possible for that person to go on to eternal life. You see, the realm of religion today so many times has gotten into a circumstance where instead of gaining security, which is anticipated, we have hardly more than a false security. Men can offer it unto you even honestly from their hearts, but that honesty never becomes a substitute for righteousness, what they believe that you and others ought to do to be made free from sin. I do not say on this broadcast as I talk to you that these people are dishonest. I'm not saying that they really are not believers in God or the Bible. I'm simply living that up to the Lord, leaving that up to the Lord. But I'm making this statement on the broadcast today that a thus saith the Lord indicates that there must be obedience from our heart regarding this spiritual truth. It has to be found in the Word of God for it to become valid. So the fact is that when one puts on Christ, he becomes a new creature in Christ Jesus. Now Paul says in that same third chapter of Colossians, again in verse 1, since we are risen with Christ, we are to seek those things which are above. Again, there's an emphasis upon the things that are spiritual, the very place where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. And may I say, the devil will never be able to dislodge Christ from that place. He will, according to the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, reign there on the right hand of God the Father until He put all enemies under His feet. When it is time for Jesus to come in the air, as we have in the 4th chapter of 1 Thessalonians, He will turn this kingdom over to His Father. The security of the soul is found in Christ Jesus, for He will come again, just as He said He would in John 14, I'm going to prepare a place for you. If this were not true, I would have told you, I'm going to prepare that place for you in heaven, and just as sure as I'm telling you this, I'm going to come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. So I'm asking you on the broadcast today, how secure is your life? You know, sometimes people think they'll make their life a little more secure, or for members of their family, by just upping their insurance policy. Well, we're not taking a position on this broadcast today. We're not talking about whether insurance is right or wrong. We're simply saying this is what people do, and I can understand why people would do this. They're looking forward to a security in this life. This, of course, indicates to us that many people put their trust in Social Security doing a lot of things for them. And we understand this has helped people. It has caused them to be able to survive when physically they would have been faced with great problems. And so the point is that there is a point that can be made for this life in that. But everyone knows that that's Social Security. Everyone knows that the security that we have by money in the bank or investment is only associated with this life. I heard a good brother say one time, you know, people in the Church of Christ, they don't really talk about money all the time. They're more interested in things other than money. And someone said, well, you've got to have money to run the church. Well, that's true. The Bible tells us how to collect that. But here's the point I'm making, is that we are interested in more than the money you have. We're interested in more than the physical possessions you have. We are interested in the true worth of the soul. What is your soul worth? Jesus said, it's worth more than all the physical creation in the world. Remember his words? What is a man profited if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what could he give in exchange for his soul? So I'm asking you, don't let your life be looked upon today as being a secure life because you have sold out for a mess of pottage. But let your life be secure because you become a part of Jesus here, that you might continually be a part of him throughout this life and be a part of that heavenly home. It's much like the statement that we make many times on the broadcast, live for him here, that you might live with him there. So God offers a secure life. Is your life today hid with Christ in God? Have you put on Jesus Christ? Of course, the Bible tells you time and time again to hear the word, to believe it, to repent of your sins, to confess your faith in Christ, that you believe Christ is the Son of God, and to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. That's an immersion in water, to rise to walk the new life. So it is an important thing to look forward to the security, but do not stop with this life. Let your preparation, let your security be for that which is beyond this human earth life. Tell your friends and neighbors about this broadcast. It's been good to be with you. Be in the house of the Lord. If you have questions, send them into the congregation that sponsors this broadcast or to the station you're hearing it. Be with us again as we deal once more with the messages of life.